Outdoor Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's fishing, hunting, and shooting headquarters since 1971. On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, and Bite On Fishing, where your next catch is only a cast away.
Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Angler Chronicles, where we are going to have an action-packed two-hour show, bringing you what's going on in Southern California, and also going to share with you a lot of our fishing expeditions that we've been doing the last 15 days. We are back live, so I'm actually looking at some people here that have a pulse and they're breathing. So let me introduce the crew. My name is Sergio. I'll be your host, and joining me around the table is Ron Hobbs from the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
It's good to be alive. Good morning, Southern California.
Good to be alive.
To be back alive.
That means you were dead at one point? All right. Let me bring Tony from Bite On Fishing Team. How are you, Tony?
All right. Good morning, everyone.
And then I've got none other than Jimmy Bass from Jimmy's Fishing Corner. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mr. Adventure.
Mr. Adventure, like that. And then I got none about how do I introduce you?
Everybody.
Yeah. Captain Larry Moore, my friend. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sergio. You think 2 hours is enough this morning?
No. We've got way too much information.
You guys hang on.
Yeah. So what we want to do today is, like I said, we'll talk about the all the fishing expeditions we've been on. We've been to Alaska. We've been to Cedros Island. And we've been offshore tuna fishing with Rick Scott on the Ocean Odyssey. But before we get into all that, I've got to get one of our dear friends from Irvine Lake. I've got Don Spencer on the line. So I want to say good morning, Don. Can we pot him up, please? There you go. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing this morning?
Good to be back live. You know, we're back on our home turf, so it's kind of cool. So tell me what's been going on over at Irvine Lake.
Well, I'm driving to the lake as we speak. I hope that we have a good connection all the way through the canyon. Water temp is getting almost reaching 80 degrees. It's warm. Catfishing is happening. Bass fishing is a little slow, better at night. The guys are starting to catch some bigger fish on swim baits. But the catfishing is what's going on right now. Our last tournament there took, anywhere between 9 and 12 pounds to place in the tournaments, but there has been some 15, 16 pounders caught. It's been very good fishing. Been very good fishing on that Bite On Max. The cut bait has been good with the shrimp dipped in garlic. So that's what's been going on there. It's been happening for about two and a half weeks now.
Very good. Hey, Don, I know I've had the pleasure to fish with you in the past right there at the lake. It's just a beautiful place. What are the hours for the lake now for the weekend? I know they're open in the evening now. What are the hours?
The hours to fish there on Mondays, it's 6 a.m. till 4, then closed on Tuesdays, and then on Wednesday it's 6 a.m., till 4 again, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday they were open until Thursday 6 a.m. till 11, and Friday and Saturday until midnight. So your night fishing starts on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Very good. Now I hear the catfish really turn on in the evening hours, right?
Yeah, that's been the key. Some of the daytime morning guys have been catching a few fish and struggling, but the best time to come out is anywhere about 5:30-ish on. And the bite seems to pick up even better as it gets darker and cooler. So your best bite is going to be anywhere from probably that 8:30 all the way on to about midnight.
Okay, well, I know that you're a guide on the lake. So tell me, what size hook would you use? What kind of setup?
Most of the guys, especially with all the grass around in the lake right now, we got grass that grows from anywhere from 2 to 15 feet off the ground, off the bottom of the lake. So your fly lining is always better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, you have your chances of when you're fly lining that you, a lot of times the Irvine Lake cats, especially the blues, will feed as the bait's sinking, and they feed suspended instead of on the bottom. So fly lining is the way to go. And what that means is no weight. You get yourself anywhere from 17 to 20 pound test for the average size fish. Then if you fishing for the trophies, the bigger cats that are like 30, 40, 50 pounds, I always suggest nothing lighter than 20, go to 25. Use anywhere from I like to use big circle hooks, like your 7 and 8 and even 9-aught circle hooks with mm-hmm. big chunks of bait. But you can get away with anywhere in that 3-aught, 4-aught size hook. Just like a live bait hook that you would use in the ocean for, say, like sardines, which could be the 3, 4, and 5-aught would be mm-hmm. perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I like a strong thick gauge hook. Some guys use the smaller 1-0s and 2-0s. That's not going to cut it. Those hooks aren't as strong. But you can get away with just fly lining a nice chunk of bait on a 3-aught or a 4-aught hook on 20 pound test will do.
Well, I'll tell you what, I will disagree just on one part with you. The hooks that are very strong and I have used are those light ones. As long as you use the owner ones, they will actually hold off. But I'm with you. I would probably put an offshore-type hook, a thicker hook. These fish, when they want to bite, they're not line-shy. They're not timid. They'll just go right at the bait, right?
Yeah, they're not line-shy. Most of the time I'm out there on the trips that I'm fishing for trophy fish, I'm using straight 65-pound Spectra, and a lot of people will call me and ask me about that. And straight 65-pound test braid with no mono leader, I get bit just fine.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That ensures me that if I get into the any kind of structure, I have a better chance of pulling that fish out.
Right, so, and 65-pound braid is probably the size of 12-pound test, so... You know, you're in that light zone. As long as the bait is presented correctly, okay, and it has, like in this case, you got the mech bite, you know, or the mech shrimp. I mean, you're putting out that scent. They're attracted. They come in close. They take a bite. They don't want to let go. So
Yeah, you definitely. That's people. A lot of people make mistakes when they're using that lighter line, and they accidentally hook up some of those bigger cats. There's been... reports of some decent-sized cats caught and some decent-sized fish that were hooked and lost because of light tackle. So just to be sure, you always want to go a slightly heavier on your, at least one of your rigs, just in case if you have a possibility of hooking a bigger fish. One of the guys at the Lake Regular, Eric, he's an avid catfish. I mean, he got one that was 54 pounds mm-hmm. just a few weeks ago, and that was a beautiful fish.
Oh, 54 pounds. Wow. Hey, Don, let's bring in the troops and tell me, you got the phone number to the lake, the address to the lake, or how to get there, or website. What do you got?
Yeah, the phone number to contact the tackle shop is 714-649-9111, and just hit when the improv 1 for the tackle shop,
uh-huh.
and you can get in touch with anybody there, and they'll give you the address. It's right off of Santiago Canyon Road, just 4.5 miles off past Jamboree and Chapman Avenue, in the East Chapman Avenue, just right outside Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the address with me right now, Sergio. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. But I mean, you know, the best way.
Yeah, they could call in and they'll get the address.
Right, and I mean, the best way is right off the 55, get off at Chapman, keep going straight, and eventually you'll reach the lake. Okay, so you say about 4.5 miles off the freeway.
Yeah, just right as you pass Jamboree mm-hmm. and Chapman Avenue, heading east on Chapman Avenue, you hit Santiago Canyon Road, and it's from that point on, it's 4.5 miles. It's probably total from 55 Chapman Avenue east. It's probably about more like 10 miles.
Yeah.
A few miles.
Yeah.
It's really close.
Yeah, it's really close, and it's a great place. It's you know what it's nice about Irvine Lake compared to some of the other lakes? It's just really pretty.
Right.
So
right.
You're sitting out there, you're fishing, and you got something to, I mean, it's attractive to
and
the
you never
eyes.
Know what you're going to see. I mean, there's so many different wild animals
out
there.
I know, I've seen coyotes.
And,
I've seen,
yeah.
I think I've
lots
seen
of deer.
Deer.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Fawns.
Yeah.
And,
all right, Don, we got to get together again. Okay, we've got to go back on that lake and catch some bass. So,
well, anytime you guys want to come out, you know, all you have to do is give a phone call. That, well, my favorite thing about that lake is the deer, and it is beautiful. There's the bald eagles, resident bald eagles there. Fishing's it's phenomenal during the summer. Bass fishing's been a little bit better after dark.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you got the Rogers Cafe there. Rogers Cafe is awesome.
Great food. Roger does great food.
He's amazing. The guy will cook up specials all the time. You know, you can get stuff to drink there. You can get your bait there. You can get your tackle there. You can get your bite on stuff there. Everything's there. It's convenient. Awesome camping. So you guys come on out and have a good time. Looking forward to seeing you there. If you need any help, just look me up. Give me a phone call. I'll help you guys out on the lake.
All right. Hey, Don, thank you so much. And we're thinking might make a cameo appearance tonight.
Yeah, that'd
okay.
be fun.
You know, maybe this evening... I'll see if Tony will grace us with taking us and hosting us on the lake.
He's a fun guy to fish with. You guys, anytime you guys coming out, if I can help you out in any way, I'm trying to get you guys on some fish. Well, Tony, you guys been there enough to know where the stalker fish are and how that's been. We were out there the other day on hunting for some bigger fish. But, you know, if there's any way I could help you guys out, just give me a call. I'd love to help you guys out and point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I heard you made a very, very big mistake, Don. You showed him where their honey holes were this past week. So we will be stopping by.
Well, I was blindfolded, so I can't really deny or confirm where these spots are.
Well, if you don't show them to me, that's where my Sicilian comes out, and you'll be sleeping in the dam with the fishies.
I don't know. Jimmy Bass, he caught a pretty nice catfish when we were over there.
Okay.
Well, so I think he got the biggest one out there.
Yeah.
He's schooled.
Jimmy and Tony were out there when I had a little funny story, but we'll hit that another day. I had hooked one about a 35-pound cat, and I was
beautiful
weighing
fish.
It in, and my boat was taking on water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not good. You put the plug in.
But, you know, there are some big fish out there, and Tony, I told Tony he will get his big fish this year. Well, I'm trying to get Tony on a 30, 40, 50-pound fish, so we're going to be hunting out there quite a bit together.
All right. Well, I'm joining in, especially if you guys do it in the evening. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
All right. Well,
we got a reprieve.
Talk to you guys.
Don, we've done this before last season. We've got to reprieve that wonderful fishing we were doing at night.
Yeah, continuation of the hunt for the giant blue.
You got it. Okay, Don, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day.
All right, thanks so much. There you go. Don Spencer bringing the Irvine Report. So, hey, we got to go to a break, okay? Just want to remind everybody, you're on Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Time for that cup of coffee. Time to wake up. And when we come back, we'll have more fish reports. We'll be right back.
Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target. Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield 6-Hour, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week. Serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 Freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, From scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles Clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles Clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles Clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
I am an angler, a heroic defender of the noble sport of fishing. When I go out with my crew, we're prepared for everything, from itty-bitty mosquitoes to the biggest bass you've ever seen. Not to mention, we all wear life jackets. And with this year's drought conditions, we're also defending every last drop of water, saving lives and saving water, because the best defense is a good offense. Just don't tell the fish that.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
There's no doubt about the passion for the Sports Lodge and Roger Lodge.
Roger Lodge is the king. Man, he brings the Angels out. He's the reason we put it on the station, because we know when we hear him, we're going to hear about the Angels.
Weekdays from 3 to 7 on Angels Radio AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody. I see a moon rising, and it's a full moon, isn't it? It's a full moon.
Moon shadows. It was almost daylight out there on the way in this morning.
What's that?
It was almost daylight on the way in this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty bright moon. Very, very bright moon. Well, everybody, welcome back to Angler Chronicles and your Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as we left, we were talking to Don Spencer from Irvine Lake, giving us a report from Irvine Lake. And so let's wrap up the freshwater scene. Tony, what's been going on in our local lakes?
Well, you know, I've been fishing a lot over the last couple of days. Everything from talk to the guys up at Big Bear Lake. Bass fishing is actually really hitting it off, as well as some of the catfish bites starting it, as well as getting into July. And then heading down south in the Lake Elsinore area, I was just there last week, and catfish are just coming up like they're on the chew for sure. So it seems like right now, you know, summertime is coming, a lot of the nighttime bite, early morning bite too. And, you know, we've got some really good weather conditions. I think all around people are really excited about getting out and experiencing some fishing time with their friends and family.
So the lakes are changing.
The lakes are definitely changing.
From trout fishing to catfish and bass fishing.
Right? Absolutely. And, you know, you're switching out your tackle. A lot of people are getting on their heavier line, like Don was saying. And it really makes a difference when you're catching and targeting some of those bigger 10, 15, 20-pound fish. You know, you can use some lighter line. I use a lot of the trout gear I have, but if I'm fishing for bigger fish, you know, we're switching out the spools and going for 10, 15, 20-pound minimum You know, Don was at 65-pound braid the other day.
Right. Well, you've seen me when I've been out for those fish.
Oh, yeah.
I bring out my my bass gear.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we'll load up on the Spectra. So, you know, for those guys, that some of you out there that don't realize how much fun catfish can be, I was one of them. You know, I'm saltwater, catfish. But, well, actually, Jimmy, you're kind of like a first-timer. I mean, you fish a lot of saltwater, and then they took you to fish catfish. To me, and I want you to describe it in your words, but to me, it felt like a pit bull grabbing my bait and then just start running. Okay, now, I've been privy to fish with Don late at night, and we caught some very large specimens. In fact, we got all the way to 25 pounds.
Yeah.
So I don't know how big the one that you caught was, but describe in your own words the difference between fishing salt, say, for bass, okay, and or like a sand bass on the bottom, and tell me how you felt with a catfish.
Oh, well, the catfish... for us, it was bait and weight fishing until it really turned on. And when it really turned on, you didn't leave your rod down for very long. It was,
I'm going to stop you right there because I was a witness to somebody in this room putting a rod on the side. Okay.
Oh, no.
Made the mistake of leaving it in gear.
It happens all the time.
And a catfish came by and all we heard was bloop.
Who would have done that?
I don't know, Tony. Who would have done that? The rod was goodbye.
Well, one of Tony's spinning reels actually had a kind of like a clicker on it.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We could actually hear a really loose drag, because there's a different couple ways of fish, but we were using an open bail, and next thing you know, really light drag. And we had a good time. I mean, we should have brought a barbecue out there. That would have been fun for the first couple hours.
Oh yeah.
But he has the patience of Job. I mean, he could fish and just sit there, and then all of a sudden the bite's on.
Well, actually, our first bite came. It was right at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And we were just about ready to go to sleep.
That's right.
Take a nap.
Take a nap.
There it goes.
Yeah. That
Well, you know who also knows a little bit about catfish? My friend, Captain Chris Pika.
Oh, yeah.
Because we took him Eurasian dove hunting.
Yeah.
And we got a chance to get some fishing in the night before, and he was pulling on some catfish.
Yeah.
Right, Pika?
That was so much fun, gentlemen.
Hey, Chris. How are you? Good morning.
So let me give the proper introduction. This is the Captain Rick Pika from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, which, by the way, this week we're going to be with you on the Clemente. Okay, so we got a 3-quarter day trip on the Clemente, July 17th, so this Thursday. So,
yeah.
Chris, what? I know you're a salty like I am, but those catfish are fun, aren't they?
You know, I was really amazed how much fun they were and how strong those fish are. I mean, and how much they could pull pound for pound. It was, I definitely have a lot more respect for that fish now.
Yeah, they're like little pit bulls. You know, they grab your bait and they go.
And we found a reason. Chris and I found a way to use these triangle pyramid weights that we would otherwise always just look over. Right, Chris?
Yes. And
we were kind of joking about
that. I do save those now. And I put them in the arsenal for our next catfish excursion.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you to Irvine Lake with us. Chris, so tell us, what's going on over at Dana Wharf?
Oh, my God. It's going full bore right now, guys. It is, flip the coin, kick off. It's game on right now. We got so much stuff going on with our half-day boats, and we have half-day boats leaving at 6:30 in the morning as well as noon. We also have a 10 to 3 half-day. We got twilights going out. And, guys, I mean, you know, it's the bass fishing. The calico bass fishing is going off right now. We're picking away at sand bass too. The barracuda are showing up. Bonita are showing up. There's yellowtail showing up. There's tuna charging up the coast. There's Dorado out there. I mean, you know, it's all 3-quarter day boats. We've got the 5-to-5 boats. We got the overnights that are going out on the Fury. And let me tell you, I was watching them unload last Tuesday when we had the Dana Wharf Laney Anglers. They had an overnight trip and they went to San Clemente Island. Those girls, I mean, I'm so proud of them. You should have seen the yellows that they were hauling off that boat to go way up. They were in the 40-pound range. 40-pound range yellows. They were taking big old halibut off that boat, white sea bass. I mean, it was just, I was just, yeah, tear it up, girls. Way to go.
Well, nice. Let's prep everybody. Let everybody know, all our listeners, that this Thursday on the Clemente, we're going to have a three-quarter day trip. Again, this Thursday, July 17th, we will be departing at 6 a.m., be returning around 3 p.m. It is a limited load to 25. Okay, now 25 people on the Clemente is good, huh?
Considering the boat holds 60, yes, there's going to be plenty of elbow room on that boat.
Okay, that's the way we like to do things. So let me put out this number. You do not call the landing. You call 714-969-9750. Let me give that to you one more time. 714-969-9750. You can also find out more information on anglerchronicles.com or on our Angler Chronicles Facebook page. Look, there's a flyer. Come and join us. It's only 25 people. We're going to have lots of seminars, giveaways, just a ton of fun. And the fishing is really, really good. Okay? You've got that kelp in that area, right? Off of, what is that, San Onofre?
San Onofre, yeah.
Okay, and that's kicking up, calico bass, you said, Chris? We got barracuda, bonita, and potential yellowtail and tuna offshore, right?
Yes, yes, there are. I was just talking yesterday to a friend of mine who runs boat down in Oceanside, and he was working from 8 to 13 miles, and he was seeing lots of spots of yellowfin working its way up this way. And plus, we've even caught yellowfin 10 miles out right off the point here.
All right, so we're looking forward to it. So, everybody, pay attention. Captain Chris Pica, give everybody the phone number and the website for the landing.
Okay, guys, you can call up the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing at the office. The number is area code 949-496-5794. Or you can look us up on our website, which is danawharf.com. And, guys, let me tell you, it's game on right now. You want to hop on a boat, this is the time to do it. And let me tell you, there will be some memories made.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, great, great place to fish. Great service from all you guys over at the landing. Every single boat is a class act. So looking forward to seeing you guys on Thursday. Okay?
Roger that. We're looking forward to seeing you guys on Thursday.
Now, great. Listen, I know you're about to take off on your three-quarter day trip, so best of luck. Fish on, brother. Bring us something to talk about. All right?
All right, gentlemen. You have a great week.
Take care, Chris. We'll talk to you later. All right. There you go. I mean, you know, fishing's happening. Okay, so tell me, Larry, what else is happening?
Well, you got to...
Too late,
Larry. What we're going to do, we're going to start at the north end.
Too late, Larry. You hear that music, Larry?
It's good. Too late, music. Larry. I got to tell you, you do choose good music.
Well, I don't choose it. That's Robert back there. Listen, we got to take a short break. We'll come back with Larry's report on saltwater action. You're on Angler Chronicles, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Radio.
AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The jig rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the jig rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and owners Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the jig rig. Jig rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point Harbor. Come check them out. Trips for anglers of all levels depart daily and kids fish free every Sunday. Enjoy clean vessels, full galleys, and friendly expert captains and crew. Everything you need for a great day of fishing for everyone, including a fleet of private charters. The Dana Wharf Kids Club is the coolest club of the sea, featuring free fishing trips, whale-watching adventures, and more. Check them out on the web for daily deals, including the famous Half Price Tuesday. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, number one angler's choice since 1971. That's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located at 34675 Golden Lantern in Dana Point. You can contact them by phone at 949-496-5794 or on the web at danawharf.com. Daily adventures, lifelong memories, established 1971. Stay connected and follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Who earns the tag of good job, good effort with Travis Rogers? Tune in to Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. Weekday mornings at 6:45 and find out.
From the Jesters, 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And this is Sergio, and we're trying to bring you all the latest news of what's going on. We've already talked to Don Spencer from Irvine Lake. We've heard Tony give us a report of the local freshwater scene. And we got to jump in with Captain Larry Moore and get all the salty stuff, the crusty stuff.
Get the salt going.
Get the salt going. Give it to me, brother.
Everybody's got to have salt.
We got to have some salt.
Hey, here's what we got going, though. The white sea bass continue to bite in the Channel Islands. We're talking northern Channel right. Islands, Santa Rosa, Anacapa, you know, all those up there. Great fishing. They've had some days where they had limits. I think most everybody that's really tuned into the fishing scene heard about the 130 halibut the one day on
Oh
my gosh, can you believe that? I saw pictures of it. It was
130 halibut
and
big boys. These weren't little.
They were stacked up like sheets of plywood on the stern of the boat. It was they've been getting that stuff up there, and unfortunately they got some wind coming through this weekend, putting a squeeze on the area that they can fish, but there's still places they can fish. Their honey hole is going to be a little bit rough, but there's still areas where they can get in on them. Mm-hmm. So that said, it is going to improve. The weather coming up like Monday is going to get better, and it's going to be good all the way through the rest of the week. You got a small private boat. The rest of that week, you're going to be able to go wherever your heart desires. It's going to be flat, calm for days. Come back down to Marina Del Rey. They've had excellent bass fishing. Some barracuda have been. This is the same thing everywhere, Sergio.
Right.
The barracuda come up for 2-3 days. They get them really good, and then they take a break.
Well, they always did. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's not like they fight every day.
Yeah, sand bass and barracuda have always been like that.
Right, right.
They go on 2 or 3 day rants where they go crazy, and then they'll chill out for a day or two, and then they come back. Sometimes I would say, you guys, you look at the fish count. If it's a down day, maybe it's a good bet to get on that boat the next day.
The next day, right?
Yeah.
So you're saying we've got from Marina Del Rey, Long Beach, San Pedro, pretty much bass, barracuda.
Bass and barracuda on the local scene. San Nicolas Island, if you can find a boat going there. It's kind of shut down by the weather this weekend, too. Maybe some boats
But what's
made
going
it
on
there.
Over there?
Oh, Sergio. I wish I was going there. White sea bass and halibut, yellowtail. It's been really good fishing. It's I saw some counts of boats that I think were there. Our buddies at 22nd Street Landing, the Freedom, the Ultra, those boats were there. I think yesterday they had like 17, 20 white sea bass per boat. And these are nice fish.
All right. So, okay, so that's what's happening in the Newport area?
You come down to Newport, Newport, Long Beach, like Marina.
So the same thing as Long Beach.
Yeah, same stuff.
So can I say this? You've been a captain for a long time. Can I say we're back to the normal summer routine?
Yes.
Sand bass, calico bass, barracuda.
Yeah, and some of the
there's still some sculpin, and obviously some rockfish obviously are there, but we've been waiting for this bass bite. And
on these down days
bite.
That we're talking about, the guys have been going to the sculpin hole, loading up, so you don't come back empty-handed. You got something to throw in the pan.
No empty sacks.
And some of the three-quarter day boats up and down the coast on the southern sector have been venturing out for some of those tuna that Pico talking about.
Right, we heard from Dana Wharf, and as close as 10 miles, they picked up some yellowfin. I will tell you this, on the private boater scene, there's been quite a few tuna being caught.
Quite a few.
And as close as 30 miles just offshore. So that's really good. So now as we venture further south from Dana Wharf, we can go into the San Diego area. What's going on there?
San Diego area, day and a half range, even to three-quarter day range. I think the boat San Diego had a score three-quarter day. They got yellowfin tuna. There's been a lot of private boaters in as close as 20, 25 miles scoring on the tuna.
Okay.
I had a report come in to me from a friend last night. They were doing a sea trial on a boat, and they were at about 25 miles. Not another boat in sight, Sergio. Not another boat in sight. They threw in a couple of those halcos that we were trolling.
Right.
And you guys, if you look up halco, great, great trolling lure. They didn't see another boat in sight. They dumped the jigs back, decided to do a little trolling while they were on a sea trial. Instantly, double jig strike on the bluefin tuna, threw them back in, and within an hour, they had about six yellowfin tuna, two bluefin tuna, and a Dorado.
Right.
And they weren't even planning on fishing. And this is at like 25 miles.
25 miles from the coast. That's just and great, great news.
Sergio, something that our listeners are going to have to get used to. Even the sport boats. I'm thinking these guys have not seen anchovies. We had three tanks, our trip that we went on, three tanks of beautiful anchovies. And people are just not used to them.
Happening, and people don't understand this, and they think, oh, no, there's no more sardines. Oh, the anchovies have disappeared. No, we go in cycles, and it goes in cycles. I think we're in that anchovy cycle for the next, what, 3-4 years is what normally goes, and then all of a sudden, you we'll see some sardines as well, but the majority will be the anchovy. And then we go into the sardine, where we do see some anchovy, but mostly sardine, and it's just a cycle that keeps repeating.
There's a big swarm of those lately, isn't there?
Yeah, in fact, there's some pictures out of Santa Monica that looked like a big, huge oil spill,
really cool.
But it was actually some anchovy. Beautiful pictures. Get on the web. I know that they're available on Facebook too. It looked like a huge, giant oil spill out of Santa Monica. People were actually, and it's really, really close to shore. I mean, it's waist high water. And so these people were walking out, okay, and standing there. You can see that create a circle around them, okay? I saw it on the news as well. Now, some people are smart and have to realize if there's that much bait, there could be a predator. So I wouldn't be standing in the middle of an anchovy ball.
Hey, it's just like us, Sergio. If there's a plate of food, we're on our way.
That's the thing. So just be cautious. But a great phenomenon happening.
Let me just bring this up, Sergio. Owner Hooks Fishing Schools, if you're not familiar with how to fly line an anchovy, the whole thing, a lot of our listeners, or they've come in the last 5-6 years.
Right.
They've been fishing with nothing but sardines. Mm-hmm. You guys come out with us. We'll teach you. How to fish with anchovies.
Yeah, and we have a great opportunity coming up, like we talked about, this Thursday. Okay, there's only a few spots left, so you got to act fast. But this Thursday, we're going to be out of Dana Wharf. We're going to be on the Clemente for a three-quarter day trip. And we will give the basics on how to fly line an anchovy. Okay, we'll also talk about jigs and everything else. But like you said, I think the bait has changed.
Yeah.
And this is going to be the norm for probably the next couple of years, if it's normal.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is a great way to come out and learn how to hook the anchovy. You can hook an anchovy several ways. It's not just one way. Depending on how you hook the bait is the way it'll move, it'll react. Sometimes you want to grab, you know, get them through the nose, I think you want to put them in the gill. There's different ways. We will teach you, okay, and get you accustomed to a new type of bait that will be very, very plentiful for the next couple of years.
Yep, that's it. And it's, you know, typically, I'm going to tell you guys, when you're going on a trip right now, bring a lighter line.
Right.
Have a lighter line along with you. You're going tuna fishing, probably the lightest you're going to want to go is 20. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, but for the local, let's stay away from the tuna right now. Say for the local fishing, people need to understand this is the time because the bait is smaller. I mean, if you are having problems casting with a conventional reel, bring out a spinning reel.
Oh, yeah.
It's no big deal.
Have fun.
Bass, barracuda, it's good. 15-pound test, 12-pound test. I mean, it's ideal.
Sometimes a good cast means everything. And yeah. Some of you guys that aren't real tuned in with a conventional reel, use a spinning reel. You're mm-hmm. going to get a good cast, and that's going to make a lot of difference.
This is the time to bring a lighter outfit out with you. You know, I mean, I'm not a big spinning reel guy, but I'll bring my light bass rod.
Okay. Spinning reels aren't what they used to be, Sergio.
No, I understand that.
I mean, the developments in spinning tackle are off the chart now compared to when we were kids.
Yeah.
I think I was talking with Ron, and we were saying, you know, some of the old reels, you'd hook a tuna and the bale would fly one way,
explode.
The spool would go another way.
Yeah.
Now these things are like scientifically designed.
Well, they used to be called coffee grinders for a reason, you know.
Old Mitchell 302, you'd hear it when you were reeling in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So there you go. I mean, we've got great fishing happening all the way from Oxnard, Ventura area down to San Diego, but Jimmy's been fishing we've been fishing in other areas. He was here local, not only getting on the lake with Tony and Don, but you also went fishing. So tell me what's going on. What did you experience this week?
This week was the local Grand Slam. Starting out the morning, we had this good bite on the smaller bonita. I mean, they're small, but it was a lot of fun on light tackle. But we quickly moved on to some big barracuda, and it was wide open fishing. They were biting the full size jigs, no problem. They were biting bait, they were biting plastics, they were biting the hard baits, everything you threw, and it was pretty much an instant bite.
Nice. And the bass bit too?
The bass bit too. In fact, quite a few sand bass along the kelp bit, but we also took some time to go out into the mud and look for the sand bass and
for the migratories.
We didn't find a whole lot, but we did find a nice patch that wanted to bite for a few minutes.
Oh, nice. That means they're moving up. They're coming up. Now, are these illegal aliens? I always want to know that because these sand bass come from Mexico. Were you able to bring any up and check their IDs?
Well,
do they have green cards or brown cards?
The bass I caught out in the mud that uh-huh. I caught personally actually spit up a whole shrimp.
You wound him up and he said, hola.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or did he say, what's up?
It was
or
an exotic looking shrimp.
There you go. That tells you something right there as well. All right. We've got to take a break. You're on Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And we'll be back right back, and we'll talk about some of our adventures we've been having. I'm itching to tell you what we did. We'll be right back.
AM 830. Good morning. This is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balbo Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course, overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite-On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite-On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite-On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite-On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. AnglerBros.com makes a perfect gift, too.
I am a heroic angler. Everyone on my boat wears a life jacket and hooks their own bait, especially the squishy stuff.
Take your hero quiz at BoatCalifornia.com. A message from the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Listeners weigh in on the Travis Rogers Show.
I listen to Travis Rogers. Don't always agree, but man, he's always got a good take.
Good job, good effort. Good job, good effort. I love it.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on Angels Radio AM 830.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I got the coffee now. It's taking effect. I'm getting ready. All right. When we were on the last segment, we talked about saltwater. We talked about freshwater. I think it's time, and I'm mentioning to do this. We've got to share with our listeners what we've been doing. Hey, we apologize for the last 2 weeks being pre-recorded. We are live today. Hey, Ron, give them the phone number so people can call in and talk to us today.
It's 877-8830-830.
Give us a call. Tell us what you've been doing, and we're going to share with you some of our kind of craziness. In the last 16 days, I have been home a total of 1.5 days, okay? The journey ended on Thursday, okay? And it's been wall-to-wall action. So let's start with the first part of that. We spent 6 days with Ron, Captain Jack Lester, and Danny Jackson. We headed over to Alaska, okay? And not Sitka. We went to Point Baker, to the Waxoff Lodge, and visited our friend up there, Rob Searing. And, you know, I've been there before, so I'm going to let Ron describe. You know, he was a first-timer. What was your experience, Ron?
Well, you know, the lodge itself, the comforts and all the amenities that they have are just outstanding and first class, you know, and everything's run on generators. You don't have all the telephones and all the nuisances that usually come out there. It's just fishing. And the amenities that Rob and his family, which it is a family thing, is first class all the way. The fishing itself, wow. Ling cod, halibut, quill, black bass. It was just incredible. Every time you dropped,
Okay, well, the quill, when you say quill, you got to tell them it's a rockfish. It is a quill back. We don't have those down here. And it looks pretty scary looking. I mean, these huge quills coming out of the back. If you want to see a picture of it, just go to Angler Chronicles Facebook page, and you can see one of them there. Great time on the black bass. You know, people overlook that fish and say, oh, that's junk. Well, it's junk until you do what we did. And I just went crazy. I took my bass rod, Jimmy. I couldn't help myself. Took my bass rod, put in a 4-ounce lead head, okay, with a big, huge 7-inch. That was a 7 or 9-inch bait, okay. Sent it to the bottom, and it was quillbacks. It was black bass. Now the beauty where we fished, Ron, was we didn't have to go to 300 feet.
It was 150, and then, you know, the terrain down there in the bottom is up and down. We were fishing as shallow as 50 feet.
Right, shallow as 50 feet, and it seemed like the fish were 50 to 170. Anything, you know, when we got to 200, remember, we just, let's just try this drift again. I will let people know, and Larry, you're a boat captain. We were drifting, no joke, we could see it, we could meter it, at 3 to 5 miles an hour. Or knots an hour. That was our drift speed.
The current flies up there.
The current flies. And I mean, now we're in calm waters, no wind, and we're drifting at that speed. Okay. And one of the biggest problems, Ronnie, was getting stuck on the bottom. If you're one of those that just leaves it there and lets it sit, well, you move so fast that the contour of the bottom is so treacherous. Yeah, you're stuck. And trying to bust out 80-pound braid is not easy. But the fishing was phenomenal. We got, like I said, we got halibut every day. We got link cut every day. And we're not talking about just legal. We're talking big boys, okay? We're talking big, big, big fish. We got all the quill, all the rockfish quillbacks that you can get. We got tons of the black bass. We got salmon. We got, we even got a yellow eye. Okay, one of the biggest yellow eyes I've seen in a long time. And, in fact, the captain, Captain Bob, okay, said he was the biggest yellow eye he had seen in the last 20 years, which that's really cool. How did I catch him, Jimmy? On my bass rod, without intending to do this. I was trying out a brand-new reel on the smaller side. I only had 30-pound braid on it. Okay, you know what? One of the guys that was with us, Robert, I says, oh, Serge, I got your reel. So he brought it to me. And I go, well, since it's here, I might as well use it. And I always carry a bass rod because you never know. So I put it on my bass rod, and I just wanted to see how it felt. So I threw out a plastic, and this thing, all of a sudden I thought, ooh, I'm stuck on the bottom. Because it just got really heavy. Oh, man, I just threw it out. And I lifted it. It came undone. And I go, oh, and then it started taking line, ripping line, and game on. In fact, Danny was filming this. He goes, you're joking. You're stuck on the bottom. I go, no, Danny, I'm not. And he goes, you're stuck. He didn't pay any attention until this fish came up. And he goes, oh, my, big old goldfish-looking thing. It's a yellow-eyed rockfish, which you're allowed one a year in Alaska. But it was good. It was definitely a quality model. Yeah. So some of the things we saw, I mean, we saw black bear. We saw deer. We saw whales. Oh, my gosh, the whales. You and I went out a couple times on a 17-foot skiff because the way this organization runs, walks off, you got guided tours. So if you want to go with a guide, they take you out, four guys. Or he's also got yourself guided. You know, he's got 17-foot center consoles, and you just go out. Okay, you go out, have a good time on your own. They're all equipped with electronics. You get radio, you have your up and down, and all you really need to do is go out 5 minutes at best, find 150 feet, and start drifting. Okay, and Ron and I, we did it quite a few nights.
Yeah,
okay?
It stays light until, we didn't get back that one night until 10:30 at night.
10:30 at night, it felt like it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Still bright. Okay?
Yeah, it didn't get dark until like, I want to say 11:30, and then at 2:30 it starts getting daylight again. So it really messes up. You don't know when night really is. And twilight, we called it the twilight during the day. Okay, it was fantastic. But like I said, we saw manatee whales. We saw bald eagles, leopard seals. I mean, you name it. In fact, we saw otter. We even, do you remember that craziness that was happening with all those, this is going to sound bad. Sorry, PETA people. But there were some bald eagles, okay, making a big to-do at the water level there in front of the lodge. And what's going on? And just like four or five bald eagles just going crazy. Well, they had a mink cornered, okay? Mink is just natural there. And they had them cornered, okay? Now, I never got to see if the mink got away. I'm assuming he did because the eagles flew away with nothing, with empty claws, okay? So the mink got away, but they were swooping down, they were screaming. It was great to see. It was great to see this nature at its best. Point Baker, Alaska, where Walk's office is secluded, okay? We actually flew into Petersburg, and then it required almost a two-hour boat ride to get there. Now, when Ron says it's generator-based, there's no electricity. There's no TV, okay? So what they do is they have a big, huge generator, and that's how they produce their electricity. So, we have it throughout the whole day, but then around 10, 10:30, as everybody goes to sleep, they turn off the generator, and it goes dead quiet. And it's just some of the most amazing, just lend an ear for what's going on outside, and you hear so many things, okay, that just simply beautiful. You're out in nature. This particular time, you are out in nature. No, I mean, they have Wi-Fi, okay? Most of the time, I was able to post a picture up in about 2 hours. I know. The worst was 14 hours. I actually sent the picture post, and it took 14 hours for actually to load. But that's just the nature of the beast, you got to give up some of these things so that you get the beauty. What were you going
to
say, Jerry?
I had a question for you. I heard you had to leave your shoes back at the lodge because of how wet it was up there. Was that true?
My shoes back at the lodge?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody knows that I love to fish in my white tennis shoes, okay? And I did the first day. But the boat that, a lot of times we had to back up. And most of the times we had to back up to see if we can get our baits back. They'd get stuck on the bottom. Okay. And when it did that, it would fill with water at a level that's not cool. So I said, I can hide inside the house, the pilot house there, or I can get some fishing in. So I did bring my boots. Okay. And I did. In fact, you see that picture of the cross feet.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
Yeah. And there were boots. And we had 2 days of rain, too.
Yeah.
So the rain gear came in handy. Not huge rain, nothing to be crazy about. But just remember, people don't realize where we were is part of the rainforest. Okay? It's the Arctic rainforest. Okay? So we did get a little bit of mist and a little bit of rain. Nothing that we can't handle. Okay? But it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, generator-based, great facilities. You're right. You're right there where the fish are. There is no huge traveling.
Quite a few nights we went out after dinner, and dinner was 7 to 8 o'clock, and we ended up fishing. And by 8:15, there we are.
Yeah,
catching a halibut.
I think it was harder to put our stuff on the boat than to actually drive and get bit. I mean, it was right there in front. So that was a fantastic trip, and I can tell everybody we did film it for an upcoming episode of Fox Sports West. And it's going to be fantastic. We're actually going to show you some of the wildlife. We saw, like I said, black bear, deer. It's going to be a lot of fun.
One of my favorite times is when we went to the sightseeing on the last day.
Right, we were trying to. How remote is it? We tried to fly the drone, okay? We had no GPS. We had to do it by manual. So anyway, folks, we're going to really get into in the next segment. We went to Cedros as well. We did some offshore fishing for tuna. We'll be talking about that. You're on Angler Chronicles, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.